If you need immediate help, please call the National Substance Abuse and Mental Health Hotline at 1-800-662-HELP. Welcome to Clean and Sober Radio, brought to you in part by Jefferson University Hospitals and Thomas Jefferson University, providing excellent clinical and compassionate care in the Philadelphia region, a proven leader in healthcare and education since 1825. And now, here are your hosts, Gary Hendler and Mark Sigmund.
Hey, hi, everybody, and thanks for joining us. If you've never come across the show before, this is Clean and Sober Radio out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And what we deal with is real people with real stories about addiction to drugs and alcohol. Mark, what do we have this week in recovery news?
So we got a big bust in the news. Over 110 pounds of meth was seized near an Indianapolis airport just after 8 a.m. on Tuesday. Indiana State Police said a SUV rolled through a stop sign. Three women were inside, and they told the cops that they were going to a funeral. But the problem was all their stories didn't match up. The police, yes, and the police turned around, got the canines, and they found 110 pounds of meth. And it's good for 50,000 dosages. And by the way, they're saying that the meth in the country right now is the highest purity it has been on record.
And let me ask you a question. Is that meth sometimes mixed with xylazine and
It could be. It could be. You know, you're not seeing that as much, you know, but definitely you're hearing about it in the cocaine supply, how xylazine being mixed in fentanyl. The meth, you're not hearing about it as much, but it's definitely a possibility, Gary.
What else you got?
Oh, so this is a sad story. A high school student in Massachusetts has jumped out of a six-story window after ingesting magic mushrooms. And here's the disturbing part. An alleged drug dealer named Nico would purchase the mushrooms from a local dispensary in Massachusetts, turn around and sell it to teenagers. And I didn't even know they were selling this stuff at dispensaries in Massachusetts.
I was going to say, I know that's legal in Oregon.
Yeah.
Psilocybin is legal in Oregon.
Yeah. Somebody will have to do some research on this, one of our viewers, because I was unaware of this, but it's very disturbing to see that this guy was going to dispensaries, purchasing it, and selling it to teenagers.
Yeah, I never heard of that. A dispensary?
Yes, it's in the news, Gary.
What is the source of that?
We would have to look that up again.
Okay, we're going
to
do
We'd have to look that up again.
It's not like the National Enquirer?
No, it's a reputable source.
Okay.
It's a reputable source.
Okay, good. All right, we're going to have a great show today. You know, it's holiday time. It's Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, whatever you celebrate. And this time of the year can be very trying for people in recovery, because of all the external forces that are working on you during this time of the year, meaning parties, you know, you're invited to this one, that one, should you go, should you not go? You know, at this certain one, you're going to find people that are stoned out of their minds, and you have to make some quick and smart decisions. So when we come back, we're going to discuss about holiday season, the pitfalls, and what you need to watch out for. We'll be right back.
This is Clean and Sober Radio.
When you look into the mirror, do you see your addiction to drugs or alcohol staring back at you? At Gaudenzia, in that mirror, we see you, healthy and at peace. At Gaudenzia, we see the tools you can use to recover the life you want to live. Hope is in the effective treatment we can offer, designed uniquely for you. Your hope is waiting at Gaudenzia. Call 833-976-4357. 833-976-4357. Through Gaudenzia, you can recover your life. Begin today.
Hi, this is Randy the Blade Lurch. I listen to Clean and Sober Radio.
888-728-9941. This is Clean and Sober Radio.
You can enjoy this show on radio station WWDB in Philadelphia, 97.5 FM High Def 2 in Philadelphia, WGAC in Augusta, Georgia, and WNBR in Tampa, Florida.
spreading all over the country, Gary. And by the way, if you're watching the show on Facebook, can you please hit the share button? We want to keep spreading.
The word.
The word. Yep.
So what's up with you? Are you getting ready for Christmas?
I've been so caught up in work and running around that I am not in the Christmas spirit yet, Gary. I it's unfortunate. I got to get there. I'm sure some people can identify with me. How about you? Are you in the holiday spirit?
No.
You're not. No. We're like the Grinches.
We are.
We really are.
We're the party poopers.
I know. And I come home and my son is always, he's like so psyched. He's out of school for 2 weeks. He's playing video games all the time. And I'm like, man, I wish I could just be young again.
Well, you are compared to Brad.
And you.
Brad.
And Brad, yes.
Let me ask you a question at work. Are you seeing an uptick now? Are people that are coming in as your patients?
So we're not seeing the uptick yet. You actually have a slowdown right around Christmas. And then when you get hit is afterwards in January. However, what we are seeing is more severe cases of suicidal ideation, unfortunately.
Are you?
A lot of people, they get lonely, they get isolated. It's the holiday time. They look around, they see everybody looks happy. And I got to tell you, if you're sitting out there right now and you're feeling like this, give a call, get some help. Call a friend, let them know where you are.
You know, yesterday morning I got a phone call from somebody that I grew up with, and yeah. He was in very bad. He was hallucinating everything. I got him over to Eagleville Hospital.
Oh, good.
Well, I thought it was good. He called me this morning and blamed me for putting him in there.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah. It's typical. I mean, that's, you know, so.
And he could have some real delusions going on.
Oh, he was, yesterday, it was. It yeah. was. It's almost scary in a way to think that your brain can do that to you.
Yeah, and the definition of a delusion is you can't talk somebody out of it. I mean, they believe it. Yeah, that's the definition. It's like, you know, you have somebody come in, and they believe these things, and you can sit there and try to talk them out of it, and they will not believe you. You know,
if our audience is listening or watching to us right now, and you believe you're in trouble or a family member's in trouble, please call the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Hotline at 1-800-662-HELP, 1-800-662-HELP. Give them the other number.
The other number is 988, and that is the suicide hotline. And if you're feeling hopeless and you're having ideations, call that number. You will get help. Not 911, 988. Actually, you could call 911 too.
But they'll never show up.
You know what's crazy?
What?
I actually, in a separate issue, I had to call 911 last night. I won't get into the issue. Yeah. And I was in Philadelphia, and I called three times. And it rang, and it rang, and it rang, and nobody picked up the phone. Jeez. I mean, I could not believe it. It's the first time it's ever happened to me.
You know, I'm laughing. It's so ridiculous.
Isn't it? I called three times 911, and nobody picked up the phone.
Did you have the right number?
I had the complete. If you need to check my phone log here, Gary, you can. It was the right number. Isn't that crazy?
That is. Well, it's what it is. Everything is dumbed down. The bar has been lowered, and that's what it is.
It's really scary. I mean, what if like you're having a heart attack and you call 911 and nobody picks up? You know.
I mean, it's not funny, but for some reason.
I mean, it's so ridiculous, you know? Yeah. I mean, I've never had that experience, you know?
I don't know. Tammy R. from Topeka, Kansas writes us, "When I broke my arm, the doctor wrote me a prescription for 60 Percodans. Are some doctors idiots?"
Absolutely. Yes.
Absolutely is right. They're either idiots, they're uneducated to a degree that they should be educated, they're ill-informed. Is that a word?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And just to kind of let you know, this has gotten better over the last few years, you know, with doctors not writing these huge prescriptions. But for people to realize that it does not take long to get physically hooked on opiates, you know. So if, you know, a prescription like that, somebody could end up, you know, getting sick shortly after.
You know, I think you remember this in 2015 in Pennsylvania, I sat on the board which approved the prescription monitoring program.
Yeah.
That held doctors and pharmacists accountable, I can't even say.
I can't think of the.
That's a good one. Accountable. Is that right?
That's right. That's right. Right. Yes, it's right.
For the prescriptions they write and for the prescriptions they fill. Now, it has slowed down considerably the amount of bad prescriptions written, but it's still out there, you know.
Yeah, and that actually has helped a lot. You know, where the doctors can check and see if they've gotten to get rid of this doctor shopping that was going on.
Oh, yeah. I did it. I used to do it. I'd go to 15, 20 doctors.
Oh, my gosh. You would have been done these days with this prescription monitoring.
Yeah. Yeah.
Different error, Gare.
Yeah. But no, we used to doctor shop. And for our audience, I'm sure everybody knows what that means, is you go to multiple doctors for the same dope. And then you go to the same pharmacist to fill the prescriptions. And it's like a traveling circus show. And it's pathetic. But we did it, didn't we? For years.
Yeah, and this was good legislation.
Yeah,
for sure.
It was. And every state has it now, I think.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Listen, I want to mention our new sponsor, which is Gaudenzia Addiction Treatment and Recovery Services. And this is the oldest treatment center in the country, at least on the East Coast. And if you think you need help, give them a call at 833-976-4357. That's 833-976-4357. And if you want to get involved in this conversation, give us a call at 1-888-728-9941. Right?
Yes, we would love to hear from you. Tell us how you get through the holiday season sober. And how hard it is at times.
Right. And if you have not been able to get through, tell us about that experience also.
Right? You mean not be able to get through to here? Like 911 or
no, I actually meant not being able to get through the holiday season.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. That makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they might not be able to get through with all the callers.
The board is just
lit up
right now.
Yeah. So let's see what else is going on.
So I got to tell you,
You
know, the biggest thing I'm running into is this whole thing of people, places, and things around the holidays. And, you know, for people that aren't in addiction, to realize that, like, there's triggers all over the place for people with addiction. And one of the biggest thing is family parties, you know? Just get out of rehab. You're scared to go to a family Christmas party because people are drinking there.
And then they guilt you into it. Oh, come on. It's your family. You don't want to be with your family? All that kind of guilt stuff.
And the anxiety of, I just got out of treatment and now I have to face family. You know, that's the other thing.
But you know what? Everybody knows this, I believe. You know, this time of the year, it's very important to go to AA and NA meetings. And there are a lot of them, especially during the holidays. And, you remember your first holiday? Straight?
You know, I don't. I don't remember it like off the top of my head. You know, but I know it was hard in early recovery. You know, all different times were hard. You know, change of seasons, holidays. You know, there were just triggers all over the place. But I don't specifically remember my first one. Do you?
No, I don't.
We don't remember. Well, you're.
It was in December.
It was, yeah,
in December. 1982. Yeah. I know we have a guest in the room right now who wasn't even born then.
Well, you know, it is crazy, you know, that even like being born in like 2001, you know, you're still...
Are you trying to tell me you were born in 2000?
No, I was 1975. I was like, when you were just getting into Quaaludes, Gary, I was heavily into Quaaludes. I was a baby. I think it was 75, wasn't it? Or was that when you were coming out of them?
I was going into them.
You were going into them. Yeah, because I remember you mentioned that
it was
year.
73.
But, oh, 73?
Yeah.
So I was two.
Were you born? Yeah, you were, how old were you?
Two.
In
75, I was nothing. In 73, I wasn't born yet.
Yeah, I was wondering how you would be two.
Negative two.
You were negative
we're
two?
We're off today.
Huh?
We're off.
Yeah, it's pretty much
our
like
brains
that.
Are off.
What's the holiday season? You know, the thing is, there's a lot of things that are expected of you during this season that a lot of it is not good for somebody in recovery.
Yeah, and, you know, for people that have family members that are struggling, Just be supportive, and you don't have to go right up to them and ask them about, you know, were they in how treatment was and that whole bit. Just be, you know, hopefully you can just be comfortable around them,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Again, if you want to get involved in the conversation, 1-888-728-9941. And if you want to watch us do the show, go to Facebook, to our Facebook page, Clean and Sober Radio, like these folks. Judge Christopher Maddox is watching. I guess he's not on the bench right now. I had dinner with him last night.
Oh, yeah? Very cool.
Yeah, he's great. He's great. Laura Story's watching. Mark Willig is watching. Kathy Lennon. Mike Brill, your buddy is watching. Mike Brill says, happy holidays, miracle workers. Keep shining, always. Alan Trobman is watching.
He's my buddy.
From Florida.
Best. Yep.
Let's see. Larry Mayer. Linda Quinn is watching. All right, we have a lot. We'll get back to all these people. I think Mike Brill said something really nice last night. I think I read on Facebook for people to watch the show, and they will learn something while enjoying the entertainment.
Yeah, he does. He spreads it around Facebook, and you know, someday we'll have to have him on. He's got a book. He's got a book.
What's it called?
Yeah. I'm trying. Mike, can you post it right there?
Or call us and
call
let us,
us
know what
yes,
it is.
Yes, he's got a book. And he's the man.
You know, I finished my first book.
Really?
Two weeks ago, yeah. I'm going to read another one next week.
Nice. You know, it's funny because I it's so easy to not really read books, you know, especially with when you're on your phone all the time and the whole bit.
Yeah, it is, Mark. Hey, Bill H. from Brooklyn, New York writes, When do you guys think that cocaine will be legalized? This is not such a far-fetched question. No, it is not.
I have no idea.
10 years.
But you're looking at it'll start on the West Coast. You know, it'll start on the West Coast in Oregon or Washington. And, you know, you're going to see a lot of different drugs becoming legal, and that's where it's going to start.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's kind of a scary thought, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
You know, because I'll give you an example. In Oregon, it's Oregon or Washington, they decriminalized heroin, you know. And one of the things is that they're seeing a giant leap in overdose rate. You know, like people think like this, you make it legal, it's going to make everything better. And unfortunately, you know, people always point to like Portugal and it's such a small country and the harm reduction was done correctly where they offered lots of treatment. And in the United States, we're not seeing that so far. We're seeing it done really poorly. Some of it's really, of course, like the Narcan and all that stuff is phenomenal, you know, with the harm reduction. But you're seeing this legalization stuff not being done correctly. Yeah.
Well, the marijuana. So,
yeah, 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 absolutely.
So let me ask you, what are you doing for Christmas?
I am going to go to my sister-in-law's on Christmas Eve, and then on Christmas morning, we're actually going down to Brigantine, New Jersey to my aunt's house.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
When are you going?
Christmas.
When's that, Monday?
Monday, yes.
Very good. Listen, I don't want to stop you. We have a caller on the phone. Mike, welcome to Clean and Sober Radio.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Mark and Gary. Once again, such an honor to be watching and be, you know, being a miracle worker with you as I posted your show all the time. Merry Christmas and happy holidays to you and yours.
Hey, thanks a lot, and thanks for being so supportive of us.
Absolutely. You know, it's a universe that provides evidence of energy that puts us all together for a whole bunch of reasons, if we look into it real deep, and I become a friend.
Just ignore that, Mike.
That's
Gary's toy he uses.
No. Hey, listen, what are you doing? What are you doing to protect yourself over the holidays?
I'm going to meetings, and I'm staying close to my higher power, and I'm also doing reach out to some people and talk to some of my sponsor, my one sponsor. Some of the people that I sponsor, I like to stay in touch with everybody.
Right.
But most of all, this gift of sobriety has provided me the clarity and the gift of freedom to go wherever I really want to go and bring myself and sobriety along with me. So my family is, we traditionally get together, me and my brothers, on Christmas Eve. and we'll be gathering for a luncheon into like kind of a dinner. And we're all old and adults now, so even my nieces and nephews. So we don't get into the gifts too much anymore, but we do get into singing songs and harmonizing and just laughing a whole bunch.
Sounds great, man. Well, happy holidays to you, Michael, and thanks for, you know, thanks for all your support. Mark and I really appreciate it, buddy.
Yes, and we were actually asking, what was the name of your book again? It slipped my mind earlier.
And listen, Gary, make sure that co-host of yours, Mark, he has a Christmas gift for you. So make sure you stay on him on getting this book that I wrote. I wrote the book, Hello, My Name is Santa, An Alcoholic's Journey from Homelessness to Santa Claus. Oh. And I about 5 years ago, I published it in 2019. And the journey started because at a very, very, don't want to pull the curtain back, but at a very difficult time in my life, I had the gift of playing Santa Claus at Peddler's Village. I had been playing music festivals up there for 14 and a half years, and serendipitously, the manager asked me, or roundabout asked me, if I would take a couple shifts, and you know, he told me it pays a certain amount. And I said, it pays. This is my bucket list stuff, you know, to play Santa Claus. So let me just tell you, at that time of my life, very challenging, right around the holidays, I was going through, you know, personal challenge. And I played this mythical figure of Santa Claus. And I started journaling about the events, like the different stories, the children and the families. And all of a sudden it came to me that this was going to be the next thing I was going to do with my life, career, and sobriety. And I never stopped until I finished an entire book of my entire story of childhood trauma that led into addictions and alcoholism and homelessness. And then as a recovering holistic person that recovered, and also now as a counselor, I work in the field, and I really take a really deep look into the effects of trauma or the correlation of trauma to addiction. So my book is called Hello, My Name is Santa, An Alcoholic's Journey from Homelessness to Santa Claus.
Where can they get this book?
I don't want to send anybody out to my gigs. That's an early recovery. I have them on me, but you can reach it. I'll put a link in, and you can get it at Amazon or on the Barnes and Noble book page.
Okay. All right. Good. And let me ask you one question, Michael. Music. Yeah. How has that influenced your sobriety?
Well, it has. You know, my philosophy with my music is that it took a while for me to find me and to solidify and really make firm my recovery and prioritize. So there's a process of change that had to occur, and I call it a spiritual change. And, you know, so I, for a long time, Gary and Mark, I blamed the beautiful thing that I had in my life called music. I blamed the guitar, you know, for taking me down that pathway, for bringing me into these situations. And so just putting down a drink or a drug didn't change that. What happened had to happen is there had to be an internal change within myself in the way I viewed myself and the world around me. And that took a lot of hard work. Yeah. So when I picked back up the guitar again, I picked it up and I said, I learned, you know, I won't get technical with music, but I learned a few different styles and a few different ways to play. But I also said, you know what? I have to give this away to keep it.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
So that whole ideology of the 12th step and helping others and having a career where I have help others, that's my mission. I'm on my way to a gig right now, Gary and Mark. And you know, when I get behind that microphone, it's not about me. It's about providing the gift of music to people. And what a gift that is. You know, it's not about, for me, the alcohol. It's not about the scene. It's about providing a beautiful gift of music to the people that are around me.
That's beautiful. Thanks, Michael. Listen, have a great holiday season, and we'll catch you later.
See you, Mike.
Yeah, hopefully. All right. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
Same to you, buddy.
Stay sober. stay sober. It's the easy and softer way.
Yes, that's true, isn't it?
It is. Thanks a lot. Listen, we're up against this commercial. When we come back, Mark Willig is on the phone, and he has quite a story, and he's going to give everybody an update on his medical journey right now. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
This is Clean and Sober Radio.
A cancer diagnosis can knock the wind out of you. The Sidney Kimmel Cancer Center at Abington Jefferson Health can help. Our brand new Asplund Cancer Pavilion brings you 86,000 square feet of cancer-fighting science for truly comprehensive care. Backed by the strength of an NCI-designated cancer center. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW. The Sidney Kimmel Cancer Center at Abington Jefferson Health. The power to out-science cancer.
Hey, everybody, this is Tommy James, and you're listening to Clean and Sober Radio, and so am I.
888-728-9941. This is Clean and Sober Radio.
And we are back, Clean and Sober Radio out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Mark Willig is on the phone. And Mark, buddy, how are you doing today? Want to tell everybody an update on what's going on with you?
Well, first of all, I'm an addict. My name is Santa. And
okay.
I would be remiss if I did not wish Brad a very happy holiday, because I always, you know, I always say hi to you guys, everything, and I always leave Brad out, and Brad's my buddy, he knows that. But he's the best in the biz. He's the best at what he does.
He's the best in the biz.
Yep. So anyway, it's nice to talk to you guys. Usually this time on Fridays, I am in dialysis. My kidneys failed, and, you know, hey, it's not my will that it happened, but it's my higher power's will. And you know, if I didn't think, if I could just give up and say, the hell with it, I'm going to go use, numb my pain, numb my feelings, because that'll show you, won't it? But it's a tough road to hoe, and I have to go 3 days a week, 4 hours a day, sometimes a little more than 4 hours. And let me tell you, the chairs are not comfortable at all, and, you know, my back is killing me. You know, here's another thing, you know, about like back pain. You know, a lot of people jump to the conclusion that you need to go to pain management. Well, pain management to me is pain unmanagement, you know, because they're not going to say, okay, we'll put ice on your back and you'll be fine. No, they're going to offer you all kinds of drugs. So it's kind of like being in that, well, Gary, you know, the long lane, you know, and it's very easy. And, you know, that's the insidiousness of our disease, that if you really want to get high, you'll get high. And if you really want an excuse to get high, I mean, listen, I almost died. I mean, I was in the hospital. You know, I had a heart attack a few weeks back, a pneumonia and the flu. I'm just grateful that I woke up on this side of the grass this morning. And, you know, celebrating holidays, like, I don't have a big family, so we don't really get together and celebrate the holidays. But I am going to see my granddaughter this weekend.
Oh, good.
Which I'm very thrilled.
Good.
And you know, and my buddy invited me over to his house for Christmas Eve. But to tell you the truth, you know, I don't want to be around. And some of them drink. They're not drunks, but they're gonna have a something. But too many people, and I can't afford to be around people in my condition, in my delicate condition. I'm very, immune to germs. You guys, I know you guys are not partiers at all, and you have the sense to do what you need to do to stay clean and sober through the holidays and through any other day of the year. I'm in the No Matter What Club. If you give me a reason to use, give me one good reason. I will cop for you, and we will both get high together.
Hey, Mark, let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Do you think all the narcotics that you and I took, do you think they had a physical effect on us?
What do you think?
Long term. Well,
listen, they can even screw up our knees, you know? you know, I guarantee you that if I didn't use for all that time, I would be a lot healthier now. But I did use, and I'm not a lot healthier, so all I could do is live with it and you know, procrastinate and go to my sessions 3 days a week, go to doctor's appointments, and talk to my buddies when they check in. Like, you know, I love when you call me, Gary, and you say, I just called to see how are you, you know, and Mark called too. I owe you a phone call, but you know, it's great to have friends, whether you're rich, poor, sick, healthy, using, not using. I don't have many using friends because we have nothing in common unless they want to get straight. That's the only thing we'd have in common. But I love you guys, and I just want you to know that I'm thinking of you, and I wish I was there. And, you know, I've met so many people on this show and you know, the judges and the senators and, you know, I mean, I feel like a big deal.
Well, you are a big deal for a lot of reasons. First of all, I just want to tell you that Judge Maddox sends his best to you. He just wrote that in.
What a nice guy.
Yeah. I got to tell you something. You're an amazing person. Your attitude and your the way you live your life with this adversity, which hopefully you'll be able to rectify with either a donor. But your attitude, I don't know if I could keep going with any kind of ailment, because I'm a horrible patient. So,
well, you know, sometimes we're not prepared for adversity. You know, Cannonball Adderley said this.
Yeah.
And when it happens, sometimes just fall short, and we don't know what to do when that adversity takes over. So you just ask, you know, you just ask for mercy, and you pray and you meditate, and the meditation is hearing the answers, and my answers are, you're not ready yet. We need you here, and don't go anywhere. So I'm not. I mean, you know. I love you guys. That's all I can tell you. And I'm so happy that you guys were in my life, the three of you.
Well, thank you very much, Mark.
Yeah, Mark.
And you mean a lot to us, and we love you back. And you have helped so many people. You know, Mark and I always laugh and say, you know, at least on Facebook, that you, Mark Willing, you are connected to everybody.
He knows everybody. I mean, if you talk to anybody at any meeting, anywhere, and you bring up Mark Willig, they know Mark Willig.
Well, because he owes them all money.
I mean,
what can I say? The GoFundMe thing is not going to work now, so, you know. But listen, guys, have a happy, healthy, joyous holiday, and I will talk to you both very soon. Love you guys.
Love you, Mark.
You too, Mark. Take
care,
buddy.
Hang in there, okay?
Bye-bye. I will. Bye.
Man, he's amazing.
He really is.
I got to start mentioning people that are watching us. You ready?
Yes.
Well, Mike Burke says, good show, guys. Keep doing what you're doing. Happy holidays. Ed Morris, Merry Christmas.
Been a while, yeah.
Johnny Guthridge, hey, guys, long time. Andrea Diaz.
My beautiful wife.
Your beautiful wife. Hope Cornfield Bessler is watching.
Wow, it's so cool. And, you know, you see next to everybody's name, 3, 4 years, they have a badge, you know, which shows how long they've been watching the show and tuning in. Yeah, you can see it. See that little badge right there? You know, yeah, Mike Burke, 4 years.
Wait a minute.
Johnny Guthridge, 3 years. Mike Brill, 3. My wife, 4. I think she's been watching longer than that. But, yeah, you didn't know that?
I didn't know it.
Yeah, we gotta. I could show you a lot of stuff on Facebook, I think.
Yeah, that'd be good.
You know, but
that'd be very good, Mark.
One of these days, right?
Yeah.
I just okay, cool.
No, that's cool. Wendell J. from Augusta, Georgia. How can I make a contribution to your show? Now that's the kind of email I like.
Yes, give him my phone number, Gary.
I will. Go to our website, cleanandsoberbroadcasting.com, and there's a button for donations, and we'd really, really appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So.
I got to tell you. I got to tell you something.
Yeah.
I'm going to a party tonight.
Are you? Where is it?
In Ventnor, New Jersey. Oh, thanks. I'm in Ventnor, New Jersey. By the way, I'm laughing because Mark just adjusted my microphone.
He was talking out of the microphone.
Like I've never done it before.
Yes.
It's in Ventnor, New Jersey, and I know it's in the building that I live in.
Yeah.
And I'm going, I just know everybody will be drinking except Marjorie and me.
Well, isn't it great that you have Marjorie drinking?
Yeah, oh yeah. She's been clean out for 30-some years. Yeah. But the reason I'm actually going, I will just stop and give him the chocolate-covered pretzels, and then we live 3 floors below, so I don't have to stay. I can get out.
Oh, that's all. And your house is done? Everything's good?
Everything's done.
That's awesome.
Yeah, everything's
that's
done.
That's awesome. And it'll be cozy night down there, you know, in Ventnor.
It will be?
Yeah.
Why?
By the way, this is totally off topic.
Wait, hold it. Mark, you loving this thing?
It's a little AD, totally off topic. Did anybody see the largest waves have come across New Jersey on Monday in least 10 years?
Yeah, Mark is a fisherman and loves the water.
And
How big were they?
I don't know the exact size, but I saw pictures of these and it looked like Hawaii. You know,
Are you kidding?
Oh,
where?
They're huge. Right off North Jersey, South Jersey. There was some kind of thing with the ocean during those storms that these waves were like enormous. So people should look it up. You know, you'll see pictures. I'll have to show them to you during the break, but it's insane.
Because I've seen recently I saw a documentary or something. I don't know what it was called, Waves in wherever it was.
Yeah.
These waves must have been 100 feet tall.
Yeah, well, they weren't that big, but they were.
Were they 20
Jersey,
feet?
I would think 15 feet. I mean, they were big. I mean, there were surfers out there, and there were the big tubes that you see.
Yeah. Oh, really?
You know, oh, my gosh, yeah. It was crazy. Pretty cool, though. But that was totally off topic, but, you know.
Have you been invited to any parties over the holidays that you either have decided you're not going to or you're not, you don't know what you're going to do?
No. Well, I have Christmas Eve. And I have Christmas Day, and that's my only parties.
Where do you do? What do you do?
During Christmas Eve?
Yeah.
It's at my brother's house, and it's only like 5 minutes away, so I'll go over there. There'll be some drinking there and stuff, I'll hang out with my nephews, and, you know, my wife will be there, and I don't find it too hard at this day and age, you know?
I know.
And then Christmas Day, but I'm a recluse when it comes to parties. I mean, I don't really
go to
parties.
Tell you something. I don't really care if somebody's drinking unless they start to get drunk.
Yeah.
But when you were saying that, I was picturing if they brought out Quaaludes, I'd have to get out of there really fast.
I would have a tough time with, like, you know, if all of a sudden there was all kinds of stuff around, marijuana coming from the basement, and you know what I mean? That would be tough.
Well, I can't even stand, and I'm smelling it more and more, people smoking reefer. The smell... It used to be a sweet smell. Now it's nauseating to me.
I kind of like the smell.
Do you?
But that's not good. You know what I mean? I smell it on highways. I smell it on walking down Market Street. It's all over the place now. You know?
Yeah. Hey, we have a caller on the line. Eddie, welcome to Clean and Sober Radio.
Eddie.
Hey guys. How you doing?
How are you?
It's been a long time, Eddie.
Yeah. Well, I'm still out there trying to help, but I'm sorry I haven't called you guys in the past. But I think you may like this. And Gary, with all the work you did in Harrisburg in the past, One time I was listening on TV, and they said anybody in the world can write a bill, you know, a political bill.
Yeah.
And so then I found out, you know, I was talking to a friend of mine from the work I used to do on the streets in Kensington and all that, and he said there's a bill out there. It's called the Clean Slate Bill. You guys may know about that. So if a person's clean for 7 to 10 years, this bill will wipe out all their past records and help them get a better job or whatever.
Yeah, the bill is 828 out of Harrisburg. It sounds like I know a lot, but I just read it, okay? Governor Shapiro signed it, and it is for, I'm against probation and parole because I think that if you did your time, whatever you did and wherever you did it, that should be the end of it. And if you commit another crime, then you got to deal with that. But, you know, this probation stuff, you know, it stays on your credit report. It makes it very difficult for employment, for housing. It just screws you up. And
I agree 100%.
Now, I sit on the board of – what county you live in?
I'm in Chester County, but the rep I was working with is Cheryl Delosier. And so I told her, I said, the clean slate bill is neat and all that, but how about the kids that I'm used to working with that are 20, 21 years old who sit back and say, I'm fed up with the life they have. They want to try and get better right now, but they don't have a car. They don't have a license. They don't have a place to live. They don't have clothing. They don't have anything. And then they go to get a job, and nobody will employ them because they got, you know, warrants and all that stuff out there. So I said, you got – so my point for my call is I'm trying to put together a team of politicians and people in the business to help write a bill for people to help clear some of their misdemeanors right now when they decide to get better, so they can start right now instead of waiting till you're clean for 7 to 10 years. Because people that are clean in 7 to 10 years, I mean, they're doing pretty good. We're talking about the kids who want to get better right now, but can't do anything to get better because of all their misdemeanors.
Well, so, in Pennsylvania, there's a program called Pathways to Pardons, and you can apply to this Pennsylvania program after 2 years of either getting off probation or getting off of parole. Oh, no, after serving time, yeah. And it's Pathways to Pardons, and it's an actually good program, and they have expedited the speed in which they will take you through to get rid of your record. Now, this is for misdemeanors. Wow. It has nothing to do with felony.
Right, right, yeah. Yeah. Well, it's great. I'm glad you said that.
Yeah, Pathways to Pardons. It's run by the Lieutenant Governor of Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And
excellent.
Yeah, so check it out. You know, Eddie.
I will, absolutely. And I am going to go on your website. Actually, I'm not going to go to the website. I'm going to get your address, and I'm going to send you guys a check for $1,000. Thank you very much.
Whoa! Thank you very much.
Thank you, Eddie.
Wow.
Yeah, I've been listening for a long time, and you guys do great work. And yeah, I should have done this in the past, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to put it in the mail today, and just thanks for everything, and keep it going.
Well, you're going to need the address. I don't think it's on the website.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So I'll
give it to you.
To my house.
No, I'll give it to you because I don't care who gets that address. Let them all send you.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I got it. Okay. Yes.
141 East Spring Avenue.
I know that. You know the 19 townhomes right up the road, those brand new ones?
Yeah.
On Spring and Cricket?
Yeah.
I did those.
Did you?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's in Ardmore, 19003.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I always drive by and I always see your car right there in the
Well,
the
you
lot,
should
right
stop
there,
in,
yep.
Eddie. You know what I mean?
I will.
All right. Thank you so very much. We really appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you, Eddie.
And happy holidays.
You got it, guys. All right. Happy holidays. Thank
take
you.
Take care. We got to take a break right now. And, what do you want to talk about when we get back?
We're
coming to the end.
The holidays.
Okay, that's what we're going to do then.
This is Clean and Sober Radio.
When you look into the mirror, is your addiction staring back at you? Too many times, that answer is yes. At Gaudenzia, we see you differently. We see you as a whole person, healthy and at peace, living beyond the stranglehold of drugs or alcohol. At Gaudenzia, We see a pathway with tools you can use to lead you to recovering the life you want to live, recovering the life you want to share with the family who loves you. At Gaudenzia, we see hope and believe with the effective treatment we can offer designed uniquely for you within reach of where you are standing, you'll look into the mirror and see the potential for the fulfilling life that is in you. This time, you'll find your hope at Gaudenzia. It's spelled G-A-U-D-E-N-Z-I-A. Call 833-976-4357. Again, it's 833-976-4357. Begin to recover your life through treatment at Gaudenzia today. Begin today.
What's happening? Brandon Novak here from Those Movies Jack Zor, author of that addiction memoir, Dream Seller. Do me a favor and tune into Clean and Sober Radio with Gary Hendler.
888-728-9941. This is Clean and Sober Radio.
I think we're back. You know that?
I think we are.
Hey, if you just found us on the radio or on the internet or whatever, we're Clean and Sober Radio. And we're a show that talks about addiction and recovery with no judgment. And we're a very good, Mark and I are a very good resource for helping people get into treatment. And that's what we do on the show. And we have a lot of fun doing the show.
Yeah, we do. And if you're sitting out here isolated, you know, as a clinician, I see this a lot, this isolation and sense of isolation. You're looking around and people look like they're happy and you have a full-blown problem going on. Just reach out and get some help. You know, that's the biggest step right there. You know, and I know there's probably people listening right now in that situation. So let some other people in, you know.
Yeah, and you're as sick as your secrets.
Yes. Yes, and it's just amazing because you don't have to go through this alone. And, you know, even with, like, depression, you know, your mind tells you nobody wants to – you're a burden and all that stuff, which is all baloney, you know?
Can you imagine we're sitting here doing this after what we did, the damage that we caused?
Like I said last week, I think I would have been freaked out if I were, like, 20 and they projected, like, a head and they're like, you're a co-host on Clean and Sober Radio. I would be like, kind of, yeah.
I was thinking this. I'm going to talk to myself. I got caught and arrested a lot of times, but so many times I never got caught.
I know. Could you imagine? I mean,
oh, I would never. I'd be in my place.
I think I would have had like 100 DUIs. You know, yeah. I mean, you know, just getting one
or
well, yeah, that's the other part of it. And you know, you feel so bad because you hear these stories of somebody going out and, you know, killing somebody when they're drunk. And the truth is, it probably could have been any one of us at some point. You know, had a few too much and we're coming home from, you know, a party, you know.
And, you know, the difference between hitting somebody in the car if you're compromised and it's a murder or whatever it is, a homicide, and not having any, and then it's an accident. So that fine line is you're going to prison or it's a sad accident.
Well, and that's the other thing with this marijuana is that they're are so many drivers out there just that are high, you know? I mean, I smell it on 95 when I'm driving home all the time. And you know, people think like it doesn't impair them, but, you know, all studies show that it does. And if they were having an accident and somebody got killed, they'd be liable for that.
It's no accident. You have any kind of stuff in your system.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, even if it's medical.
I don't know. I don't know how many drinks it takes to be impaired. I don't even know.
It depends the blood alcohol, but you know we're talking 3 and 4 to kind of start.
Is it the same with beer and liquor? I mean,
no. Well, depending on like it's all about the proof and how strong they are and all this
and
stuff.
And your body size,
Your weight, yes. And you know how long the drinks are taken over in terms of a period of time.
Right.
You know, so it's not an exact thing there, but you know I would say that. At 0.08, I would think 3 or 4, you know, in not that long a period of time would take somebody up to that level. But somebody could correct me if I'm wrong and look that up. But that's what I would think at 0.08, you know?
Yeah,
not that much, you know?
You know how lucky we are.
Absolutely. And you think of these poor people that are sitting in jail for minor, even minor drug offenses.
Well, I got to
tell
you this. I can talk about Montgomery County to our viewers is outside of Philadelphia. The prison that I'm involved with, we hold 2,000 inmates. There's 800 in there now. because the judges, at least in this county and probably in a lot of other surrounding counties, they are not in, they didn't make the decision to incarcerate. They rather put an ankle bracelet on you.
That's phenomenal.
For the state. You know, it's a lot of things. So it's still, you know, we go back to the probate. You get arrested.
Yeah.
And you know, I'll tell you something. Even if you're not convicted, it still shows in different places. You are arrested for whatever charges they give you, which can mess you up forever.
Yeah, it's so tough, though, because I on the other side of it as a counselor, I've had a lot of people that got clean because of probation. You know,
well,
you know.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
On the board that I sit on, the former head of probation for Montgomery sits there. So I brought this up that I don't like probation.
Yeah.
I knew he wasn't going to like it. And he said it's more of a deterrent. I said, well, then how about probation for a year after anything? And not 5 years, 3 years, 12 years,
yeah,
a year.
It's tough. I mean, because a lot of times people are on probation for so many years. But I've had a lot of clients over the years that, knowing they had this monitoring and drug testing, you know, they ended up getting clean. You know, some people just do not, unless there's that kind of oversight, don't get it. You know, it's so it's kind of a mixed bag from my standpoint as a therapist. Yeah. You know.
Sammy G writes to us, happy holidays to you and your families, and I have 2+ years today.
Congratulations. I got to hit the – it does feel good to hit that. Congratulations.
Really, congratulations, right?
And, you know, it's I've talked to people all the time in early recovery, and they're nervous about this, the holidays. You know, they're really nervous about Christmas and New Year's and, you know, just getting through this whole time. And a lot of it's because of family, believe it or not. Just, you know, there's lots of nerves around this. So hang in there. You'll get through your first year's holiday season sober.
That's a big deal.
Big deal. Big deal.
And it's just not this holiday. It can be.
Oh, Thanksgiving was tough.
Thanksgiving. Yeah. And we have New Year's Eve coming up.
Yeah. And everybody will tell you it's for amateurs, but I can tell you that a lot of people in early recovery, the whole baggage of all these holidays is just very, very nervous about it, which is a healthy fear, you know?
The person that's still in addiction, I wonder how they feel about the holiday stuff.
Depends what they're using, right? You know, some might be like, okay, well, this is great. I'm going to go party, but I guarantee the heroin addicts out there are like, you know, I got to keep my supply up. I got to make sure I'm okay, you know, and I'm sure some people are just want to avoid the whole thing because they just want to get high all the,
you know, keeping the supply up. I remember when I was out there, yeah. I would be terrified when the holidays came up because the pharmacies would be closed, yeah. Or if there was a snowstorm.
The dreaded snowstorm.
Yeah.
An active addiction. I mean, I've heard stories about that. Okay?
Right.
You know, when people sharing about how they, you know, were out of stuff and they were hiking through blizzards. You know what I mean? Like absolute blizzards.
I did it.
Man.
Wait, I got to say one last thing. Let me just, Laura's story. I can give you 100 reasons to get high or drunk, but I'd rather not. I'd rather give you five reasons why a miracle
saved me.
Very good. Okay. Remember, if you or a loved one is struggling with addiction, help is available. Please call 1-800-66-HELP. That's 1-800-66-HELP. And to get Clean and Sober Radio on your local radio station, wherever you are, reach out to us on our website, cleanandsoberbroadcasting.com. And let us know what city you are in. For Clean and Sober Radio, I'm Gary Hendler.
I'm Mark Sigmund.
Thank you for joining us, and thank you for all the support that you give, and happy holidays to everybody.
Right? Yes. Everybody is a star.
I'd like to say thank you on behalf of the group and ourselves, and I hope we pass the audition.
Everybody wants to shine. sun that loves you brown. When the system tries to break,